call it a faucet or a spigot or a pattern, or what would you call it?
I'd call it a spigot.
Okay.
I think these questions are on people frantic, aren't
they? Well, I hope not, Mr. if you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag, mostly.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
I don't believe I've got no name for them.
Oh,
bags.
Yes, you do.
Where are you?
Croker sack.
Yeah, but you've had a few croaker sacks.
I didn't
say
croaker. I don't have that.
That's a burlap sack.
Yeah.
Huh?
What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long and about that tall, and you put it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Juice harp. No,
that ain't a juice harp. It's just a harp. Well, a juice harp, that's one of them little things you...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now what would you call one of those things?
Mm-hmm. That's a juice harp.
Juice harp.
Well, then, if you call that a juice harp, what about the kind that you just...
That's just a harmonica. Harp.
I ain't got no name for it.
Okay. What do you call something that children play on that's made with a long board balanced in the middle? And one child sits on one end and one sits on the other and they go up and down?
Seesaw.
Okay. And what would you call the kind of thing that goes round and round?
Well, now we done that with that same one.
Mm-hmm.
Merry-go-round, they called it.
Okay. And how would you make one of those? One of those merry-go-round?
Drive a piece of iron spike down in a stump, bore a hole in the board, just put it on there.
But would you grease it?
You could if you wanted to.
Uh-huh.
But it'll turn fast enough.
Did you ever fall off one?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I fell off.
What do you call a flat piece of stone about that big that you use to sharpen a knife on?
A what?
A flat piece of stone.
You sharpen a knife on.
Piece of stone about that big.
Oh, that's a whittle.
Okay.
That's what I'd call it.
What are some different kinds of wooden fences that people use around Folkestone? Or used to use?
We used to use fat laddered rails.
Okay. And how were the rail fences built?
Crossed, how they go together like that.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, would there be any nails in them at all?
Mm. Not unless you drive them in there.
But they didn't need any nails then.
No,
they'd
be pretty stout.
At each corner they'd stick one down in each.
I got some rails right out there.
A stake.
Leaning up on that old can mill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I got some on the grapevine out there.
They're about 10 foot long.
Uh-huh. And about how high would these rail fences be?
We'd make it about 10 rails high.
That's
pretty good fence.
And then at the corner they have sort of cross pieces to keep them from falling down.
They
Just
we
be left like that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Then you had up and down pieces in the
yeah, table. Sometimes we'd just stick
one
it.
On each,
but sometimes
one
it wouldn't.
Come up at the top and cross like that, and then you can lay a rail from one stake to the other, and that'd clamp
it. Well, what are some other kinds of fences that people used to use besides rail fences?
Split boards.
Yeah, they'd sometimes split boards.
And
make a paling around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, would palings be pointed at the top?
Mm-hmm. If they wanted to sew them up like that, dress them up.
Okay. Well, now, can you think of any other kinds of wooden fences?
No, that about gets it, I think.
Okay. If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?